Part 1. Networks. 1. The Fatherhood of God and the Brotherhood of Man. Racism as a Missionary Problem. In the fall of 1966, Sam Onney tried to go to church. As he approached the door of a Southern Baptist church in Macon, Georgia, he was met by several deacons, dragged down the church steps, and pushed into a waiting police car. Onney was from Ghana, where he had converted to Christianity under the guidance of missionaries. One of those missionaries had encouraged him to confront injustice by applying to the Baptist-affiliated and segregated Mercer College. Onney's application to attend Mercer was no secret, and even before he was admitted, his challenge to the status quo had been discussed excitedly in the Christian media. An editorial in the Christian Index had argued for admitting him precisely because he was the result of successful missions work. One letter to the editor agreed, "If one soul be lost of our missionaries by excluding this young man, and I do not speak my heart, I have blood on my hands." Onney arrived on Mercer's campus in 1963. 3 years later, Onney decided to attend a local church, or at least to show what would happen if he tried. He chose nearby Tatnall Square Baptist Church, where Reverend Thomas J. Holmes was pastor. Holmes was a racial liberal who had been advocating the desegregation of the church for some time, but his congregation was deeply divided. Two of the deacons were Klansmen. In the summer of 1966, the church had voted down Holmes's proposal to allow black worshipers. A few weeks later, Onney arrived at Tatnall Square. Holmes was preaching, but he had no idea that Onney had come to the church, much less that he had been pushed down the front steps by angry worshipers. Those parishioners, unlike the admissions committee at Mercer, did not see Africans as an exception to their racial politics. Shortly thereafter, Holmes resigned after a vote of no confidence. In the aftermath, however, as condemnation of the church poured in from around the world, Holmes's supporters split from the church and formed a new congregation. American evangelical culture was fractured by the politics of race in the 1950s and 1960s. The civil rights movement was having a global impact, and the people whom missionaries were supposed to be evangelizing were acutely aware of racism.